basically the lack of services for children who have who need to be diagnosed, who may have autism or ADHD, or they may need speech therapy. And there is such a backlog in the system of children who are waiting for years at this stage for services to get into the system and then to be able to access the services when they're actually there. I cannot believe how bad it is, and I'm not making this up, that it is so bad, that something, that there has to be a huge focus on this, because what's happening is the children who need this very early intervention are not getting it. They're not getting it at age 3, age 4, and age 5, and age 6. This is when they need this intervention, especially in relation to speech therapy and occupational therapy, and they need to be in the systems, and they need to have, they need to get this professional support, and they're not, and parents are at their wit's end. They're so fed up they can't even make a fuss anymore, because they're trying to help and support their children as much as possible day to day. So they don't have the energy to for this fight anymore. So it's something that I'm really passionate about. And that section of society, that should not come under the remit of the HSE. The HSE is swamped enough already. It should be a completely separate department, a separate focus.
Are you disappointed then that you didn't get the opportunity to discuss this issue and a range of other local issues with the Taoiseach then yesterday?
Yes, it would be an opportunity, even if you had something like a town hall debate, you know, if you had an opportunity even to raise, and I know that, if you know, when every politician is in there, everybody has their own issues, but if you had an opportunity for 5 minutes to speak and to just to raise the issues, because we're hearing them firsthand, so the Taoiseach should be made aware of them. Infrastructure investment in relation to the Sligo Dublin train, that's another one. The strategic rail review we were promised that was going to be released last month. It should have been released 2 years ago. And Irish Rail, this is an example of how we are not moving on. Irish Rail have projects, including the Sligo Dublin line, where they can fast, they're looking to double track the line between Mullingar and Maynooth, which will take a few minutes off the journey. Every one of those little projects takes 5, 10, 15 minutes off, and the journey time would be shorter and people would use the train more. But I can't move on this until at least July, until this rail review is released, because they can't plan, and they cannot plan because they have to access funding. And they can't access funding until the rail reviews. It's the simple things like this, and this is why people are getting annoyed, because everything takes so long. So that's something that I would have raised as well. And there's lots and lots of other issues as well.